I'm inside KJTR Bus Terminal. The terminal was constructed some years ago. It was the beauty of the metropolis. Many people who come to Kumasi want to catch a glimpse of the terminal. This terminal was one of the nicest in West Africa. But activities of these traders littering and creating of unapproved market congested the area. The area is now cordoned off to pave way for reconstruction. The Kumasi Metropolitan Assembly has secured $298 million for the construction of the KJTR terminal and the central market. There has been a lot of conflict over the reconstruction. The move was hit by numerous demonstrations, but city authorities stood on their grounds. This morning, the busiest and the noisiest area in the metropolis is now quiet. As I walk through one bus station to the other, the brisk business activities is echoing in my ears. It's still fresh in my mind. Numerous agitations, anguish, curses rain on authorities. It's very quiet here. Construction work has commenced. I can see few workers doing markings and diggings. Earth moving machines are being moved to the area. Scrap dealers are picking scraps, clearing the area. All these activities are done under heavy security. Many passerbys are peeping through the fence to have a look at the activities going on inside here. Traders who were moved away from this area to pave way for the construction to go on have refused to go to their designated areas, flooding the streets around KJTR, causing a lot of congestion at this area. Expectations are high. Authorities cannot fail. They are guarded by lessons learned from construction of Sofo Line Interchange, Asafo Market, Atosu Market. This project have suffered setbacks. The Sofo Line Interchange is a clear example of a project that has become an albatross. As I walk in here, I'm imagining how this place will look like after construction. The place that is cordoned off is very small. The store buildings at the edges of KJTR are still here. We don't know whether they will also come down. Information is scanty. We don't know more, but we are hoping for the best. A lot of people were hurt, heartbroken when they were evicted, but we are optimistic.